There was mixed news from a Donegal perspective in the ladies' football at the Comórtas Pánal na Gaeltachta as Naomh Columba took home junior silverware, but unfortunately on Clonmelia weren't able to emulate that in the senior decider. In that junior final, Naomh Columba were comfortable winners over Wolfe Tones of Meath in the end, 223-8 pointed finish. Too smart Latin a hybra, as they say. A good start is half the battle, and although Tones got early scores, Naomh Columba quickly stole a march. They led 8-3 after 21 minutes. Fine display by them throughout, culminating and 1-9 for their centre half forward Niamh Ní Buaile, an excellent display by her in this match. But it was a team performance certainly from Naomh Columba throughout. In total they had 10 scorers in this game and they led 9-4 at half time. In the second half, well, two of those goals, both goals of course, coming in that third quarter, with Clara Ní Bhuirne also finding the net for Naomh Columba. And after the game, it was Louise Ní Gohertig who accepted the cup on behalf of the team and a well-deserved victory. Not to be though far on Clonmelia, despite a strong second half comeback in their senior decider against reigning champions Clare Galway. The Galway outfit making it back-to-back with a 6-13-4-6 victory. At half-time, Clare Galway were firmly in command. County players Kate Slevin and Andrea Trill very much to the fore, and they led 4-3 to 2 points at the break. On Clonmelia, Hánaic Síd Arás, the Darna lad, they came back well in that second half. Aoife Ní Caulfhwaile, Patrice Ní Bhuaile, among their second half goal scorers. Indeed, we had a goal fest in that second half. Andrea Trill, though, completed her hat-trick for Clare Galway. Kate Slevin finishing out the game strongly. And in the end, disappointment for Clonmelia. It finished Clare Galway 6-13 on Clonmelia 4-6. Colleen Duffy for Highland Radio Sport. Again, Comórtas Pánal na Gaeltachta.